Welcome to Moving Through Midlife. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and movement specialist who wants to help you move through midlife with more grace. Each week, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease so that you can feel confident with aging gracefully. Grab your earbuds and join me on a leisurely walk while we discuss moving through midlife. Each month, I like to focus on a movement snack, and we are the first Monday of the month. So this week, we are going to discuss balance. Balance is one of those things that as we age gets more difficult due to our muscle mass decreasing. So it's really important to test your balance and see where you are at. You will notice as you get older that it becomes a little bit more difficult. You might be more wobbly and not be able to hold for as long a period of time. So today for our movement snack, I want you to kind of test to assess where you're at. And we are going to start standing. I do prefer you to be barefoot because a lot of times when we place our foot in a shoe, the shoe is going to provide us a lot of stability that we may not have if we were to be barefoot. So listen to this when you have some time, or listen to it now and then test yourself when you have time where you can take off your shoes and balance. And the first thing you're going to do is just bring one foot up. It doesn't matter how high, it doesn't matter if it's in front of you, behind you, wherever you feel comfortable. And just see, can you hold that for, say, 30 seconds? And test both sides and notice if there is a difference between either side. Then next, what you're going to do is you're going to lift one foot up. You're going to bring it kind of like bent knee behind you, like you're getting ready to do a hamstring curl or bringing your heel back toward your glute. Again, doesn't matter how high that leg is, you're just going to hold it there. And when you're in that position, I want you to think about pressing that standing foot down into the floor to where you're lifting. You're going to feel your pelvis shifting up, and you're going to hold that, and then you're going to let that pelvis kind of drop back down. And I will have a video in my Moving Through Midlife community so you can see and you can assess, and then you can let me know how you do. So what this is doing is it is going to test your glute strength. Our glutes are an imperative muscle in our body. And even though so many people think of it as a superficial muscle, especially nowadays, it is one of your main drivers for all movement. It can protect against low back pain as well. And it's just one of those muscles that we need to make sure that is working properly and it's active. So this exercise, this standing balance exercise, is where you're pressing your foot down into the floor. You'll feel your hip kind of lift up. So if you think of a teeter-totter, it goes back and forth. And that's what you're trying to do with your hip. You're going to lift your hip up and then drop it down and lift the hip up and drop it down. Make sure that you are pushing back towards your heel because you want to make sure the glute's firing, not feeling it too much up front in the hip flexor. You also want to make sure that your back is not involved in this movement. You can create this movement all through the low back, but that's not what we're going for. You should feel the outside of that standing leg, so hip area, maybe into what you would think of the glute area. It's your glute medius, so it's more on the side of the hip. You're going to feel that muscle really working. The other thing I want you to test is, can you do this with your eyes closed? So when we think of balance, there are three ways we are actually balancing. It is through your vestibular system. So that is your inner ear system, your visual system, so how you see, And then your proprioceptive system. And proprioceptive is a lot of times through the foot, and it kind of tells your body where it is in space. So that is another way that you are balancing. So when we take something out of the equation, it tests the other two a little bit more. So that's why I like to take the visual away. And this is where you're going to really notice what your vestibular system and your proprioception is doing. And if you go back to my foot episode, and you can learn more about this in episode 51, the importance of getting barefoot, because our feet are sensory organs, they are proprioceptors, and they tell your body where it is in space. So when you get barefoot, you're able to create that communication between your brain and your foot. And when we take that away, we're not able to tell as well where our body is in space. That's why I asked you to get barefoot when you did this. And if you go back to that episode, you'll understand more why I want you to practice some barefoot movements as well. But that brings a different element. Now, if you notice that you balance well when your eyes are open, that tells you that your visual system kind of takes over for you when balancing. So we want to try to get the others on board, usually your vestibular, your inner ear. If you deal with anything like vertigo or things like that, it may be more difficult. But usually, if you're struggling once you close your eyes, it has more to do with your proprioception. And that's where we've got to start getting that on board. And that happens through exercise, through movement, through getting barefoot, strengthening those feet, and things like that as well. Now, if this is all too difficult for you to do without holding on to something, that's okay. Just hold on to something for that test to test your glute strength. And then what you can do is a tandem balance where you're going to place one foot directly in front of the other, like you're tightrope walking, and you're going to think about squeezing your inner thighs towards one another, tucking your tailbone under just slightly, zipping up from your pubic bone to rib cage, and lengthening up through your spine. And that's going to help all those muscles up the line start to activate and hold you in that tandem balance. So tandem balance is going to be a starter position for balance. It does take you off center, so you're having a finer area to center yourself. But I find that this is a pretty good position for those people who can't lift one leg up and balance for 30 seconds. They can start with this exercise to begin with. So again, if you struggle with the other balance, still test that with touching something and then try the tandem balance. Because when we balance, it's a lot more than just any one thing. So a lot of people will say core strength has a lot to do with balance. Yeah, it does. But so does your inner thighs. So do your feet. So do your glutes. All of this is what helps to hold you in balance. And that is one reason why when you look at the program that I offer, it is a whole body program. It's not just working on the feet. It's not just working on the core. It is this whole interconnected body. And we're going to work on strengthening all of that to help us with our movement and with our balance, our stability, our mobility, to help us be able to move more effectively as we get older. So again, make sure to head over to our Moving Through Midlife community, where this month we're going to be focusing on balance. You can watch the video of what I'm asking you to do for this movement snack. And test yourself. Try to put yourself in different positions with balance, because it is one of those things that if you are not practicing it, you can have an effect down the line. You may not notice it now, but as you get older, this is going to come into play. And when you're not able to balance well, you're more at risk of falling. And when you fall, you're more at risk of injuries, which can put you on the decline quicker. So we definitely want to make sure we're focusing on balance. And join me over in the Moving Through Midlife community, where we will be doing just that. I hope you all have an amazing day and make sure to keep moving. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something to take away to help you practice healthier habits, move more, or handle the midlife and aging with grace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or leave us a review to help us reach more moms just like you. Head to movingthroughmidlife.com to join the free community or learn how you can move more and feel better in your daily life.